Oversized cargo, big wind turbines, blades, and hubs are entering and leaving Great Lakes ports. St. Lawrence Seaway International Trade Specialist Tim Downey says wind energy has become a big business. He says several ports are seeing this oversized cargo, including the port of Duluth Superior.
Lake Superior warehousing, the terminal there, receives wind components weekly, it seems like. Only about 3 weeks ago, they shipped two ships to Brazil with wind blades.
Duluth Seaway Port Director Adolf Ojard says they've had a surge in wind energy components with about a dozen cargoes so far this year.
We've exported blades from Grand Forks, North Dakota. We will do 4 shiploads of exports to Brazil. We've had a number of good import cargoes as well with wind turbines and heavy equipment and machinery.
The reason for the rush? Downey says wind energy production tax credits expire January 1st. So he says wind developers have a sense of urgency.
Their job is to get them in the ground and connected to the grid. And they need to do that by the end of the year. And that's why you're seeing a very strong season.
Downey says this wind rush may end unless Congress extends the energy production tax credits beyond this year. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.